5 delicious healthy Italian recipes everyone should know how to make at home. Who doesn't love Italian food? It's one of the most popular cuisines in the world for a reason. Unfortunately, many classic Italian dishes are packed with calories, which makes it difficult to keep your waistline under control by choosing healthy Italian recipes. Think about it. When you think about Italian food, the first thing you picture is a steaming pile of noodles, carbs, covered in zesty cheese or tomato sauce. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are plenty of mouth-watering healthy Italian recipes everyone should know how to make at home. These completely delicious recipes use all the same classic ingredients as your favorite pasta dish or pizza, but with a few simple changes, you can create a healthy Italian recipe that is both tasty and nutritious. I'm Sophia Doris, a food blogger from Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Like so many people, I love Italian food. Italian classic pasta dishes have always been my go-to comfort food. But as I get older, I watch those carbs going straight to my hips every time. So, I'm always on the lookout for delicious and healthy Italian recipes packed with leafy greens and fresh herbs. If you're looking for a delicious, healthy way to enjoy a classic Italian meal without breaking the bank, then this blog post is for you. I'll share some of my favorite healthy Italian recipes that are both nutritious and delicious. From classic pasta dishes with a twist to vegetarian Italian recipes, there's something here for everyone, but you won't see a single flour noodle on this list. But don't worry, there are plenty of ways to enjoy delicious Italian recipes without them. There's nothing worse than sacrificing flavor for health. I would never make you choose. Italian food doesn't have to mean heavy dishes laden with cheese and pasta. Here are 5 healthy Italian recipes that will make your taste buds sing without adding inches to your waistline. Zucchini pasta pesto. If you're a lover of pasta and looking for an easy weeknight dinner that still tastes gourmet, this vegetarian option fits the bill perfectly. Zucchini noodles mixed with pesto sauce give this dish an herby kick while still being light enough to leave out the accompanying carb coma. All the taste and none of the guilt, now that's a win-win. Plus, it's as easy as, well, pasta. This healthy Italian recipe only has a few ingredients and takes a little over half an hour from start to finish. The perfect dish for a light lunch. Don't worry, carnivores. I would never leave you hanging. You can add some cooked chicken breast, salmon, or even chicken sausage to make this a complete meal for those out there claiming a recipe isn't a meal if it's lacking in meat. Ingredients. 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil. 2 large zucchinis, ready to be spiralized into noodles, yes, there's a special tool for that. 2 cloves garlic, minced. Cherry tomatoes. 3 tablespoons pine nuts, toasted and chopped. 1/3 cup fresh basil leaves, finely chopped. 1 teaspoon lemon juice. Salt and pepper to taste. Parmesan cheese for garnish, optional. Instructions. 1. Grab your trusty spiralizer and go to town on those zucchinis. Don't worry if it looks like a tangled mess when you're done, it'll all look beautiful in the end. Trust the process, and you'll have funky fun pasta in no time. You could also use a julienne peeler or mandoline on the zucchini for straighter noodles, but that isn't nearly as much fun. 2. Set aside those spirally veggie pasta. 3. Grab a large skillet and heat the oil over medium heat. 4. Add the garlic and cook until fragrant. About 1 minute. 5. Add the spiralized zucchini noodles to the skillet and season with salt and pepper. 6. Saute for 2 to 3 minutes or until cooked through but still slightly crisp. 7. Remove from heat and set aside for an even healthier meal. Ditch the pan and the oil and boil the noodles for 1 minute. 8. In a blender or food processor, add the basil, pine nuts, lemon juice, a pinch of salt and pepper, and blend until smooth. With the machine running slowly, add in oil until desired consistency is reached. Taste for seasoning adjustments if desired. 9. Toss together cooked zucchini noodles with pesto sauce until well combined and warmed through. Toss in a handful of tomatoes and serve topped with freshly grated Parmesan cheese. Enjoy! To add a super tasty twist to this, not pasta dish, Try this healthy Italian recipe cold for a quick summer favorite. Top your pesto with herbs from your garden and some chilled, or even pickled, roasted peppers for an original recipe that will be sure to satisfy. Healthy chicken parmigiana. If you find yourself running to chicken parmigiana as your comfort food but want to make it a bit lighter and healthier, this recipe full of simple ingredients is for you. No need to worry about not feeling satisfied. This version has all the flavor of its greasier cousin, but with much less guilt when we ditch the pasta and bread and pile it high on steamed veggies. Plus, with its simple ingredients, it's as easy as breadcrumbs, even though it's gluten-free. Ingredients: 2 large chicken breasts, about 1 pound, pounded thin. 1/4 cup mozzarella cheese, grated. 1/4 cup freshly grated Parmesan cheese. 1/4 cup gluten-free breadcrumbs. 1/4 cup gluten-free panko crumbs. 1.5 cups tomato sauce, whichever brand calls to you. 1 teaspoon dried Italian herbs, oregano, basil, thyme, etc. I always choose based on the pickiest eater in my whole family. Salt and pepper to taste. Instructions. 1. Get your oven preheated, set it to 425 degrees. And if you're anywhere near as absent-minded as me, don't forget the smoke alarm. 2. Time for the ifnata breading station. In a shallow dish, mix GF breadcrumbs, GF panko, and Parmesan cheese. Season with Italian herbs, salt, and pepper. 3. Heat the oil over medium heat in a medium-sized oven-proof skillet to get things good and ready. 4. Now, let's see how much of a mess we can make. Cut the chicken breasts into 4 pieces, or if you want to take it up a notch, pound them out a little thinner to give them more surface area for cheese and sauce. Then dredge them in those freshly prepared breadcrumbs until they're fully coated. 5. Time to fry those beauties up. Put the chicken in that hot skillet and fry each side for about 3 to 4 minutes until golden brown. Don't worry if they're not done on the inside yet, you'll finish them off in the oven. 6. It's time to bake. Transfer that oven-proof skillet full of deliciousness into the oven, with some extra caution so you don't burn yourself, and let it bake for 5 to 10 minutes or until fully cooked. 7th. Next, pull out the dish and add sauce, and top each piece of chicken with a fair amount of mozzarella cheese. Return to the oven for a few minutes until the cheese is bubbling like molten lava. Perfection. 8. Instead of noodles, serve over a bed of freshly cooked vegetables or rice and spoon the rich tomato sauce on top. Sprinkle with basil and Parmesan cheese, and you've got yourself a healthier, lighter version of chicken parmigiana, meaning you can eat more of it without feeling guilty. Substitute the chicken with other proteins like pork, turkey, or tofu to make this meal even more versatile. It's a great way to use up leftovers too. Dig in and enjoy. Stuffed zucchini boats. When it comes to healthy Italian recipes, this simple dish is the perfect easy recipe to answer that inevitable question: what's for dinner? The zucchini boats are stuffed with your favorite protein, then topped with a cheese of your choice and baked until golden brown. Plus, it only requires one pan, which means less time in the kitchen and more time for literally anything else. Whether you're looking for a main dish packed with fresh ingredients or a killer side dish, this simple recipe is great for all occasions. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 pound ground turkey breast, shredded cheese. I love to use a mix of fresh mozzarella and Parmesan. I won't tell you how much cheese to use. It's your health. I'll leave that in your hands. 6 average-sized zucchini, 2 cloves minced garlic, or more, if that's your thing. I always think more is better when it comes to garlic. No vampires around these parts. 1/2 onion finely chopped, choose onion based on your family's preference. 1 cup of your favorite marinara sauce. 1 tablespoon of Italian seasonings, fresh herbs are always best. Salt and pepper to taste. Instructions. 1. preheat oven to 375 degrees F. Line a large baking sheet with parchment paper and spray with cooking spray. Set aside. 2. Cut all of your zucchini in half and scoop out the seeds and most of the flesh to create a boat. Don't throw out the flesh. Chop it up and set it aside. 3. Heat a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat and add the oil. Add in the garlic and onion, stirring often, until they are softened and lightly caramelized. 4. Add the ground turkey breast to the skillet and use a spoon or spatula to break it into small pieces as it cooks. 5. Once the turkey is cooked through 4 to 5 minutes, you'll want to see a consistent light brown with no pink. Add the finely chopped zucchini innards to the mix. 6. Add marinara sauce, Italian seasonings, salt, and pepper, and let your tantalizing mixture simmer for about 10 minutes. 5. Place the zucchini boats you made earlier onto the baking sheet, cut side up, obviously, and stuff each boat with an evenly spooned serving of your delectable turkey mixture. 6. Top each boat with a handful, or two, of cheese and bake in preheated oven for 15 to 20 minutes or until cheese is melted and bubbling. If you are anything like me and you forgot to set the timer, you're looking for a light golden brown. 7. Remove from oven and enjoy. Sprinkle with freshly grated Parmesan cheese if you want to be fancy, or just dive right in and enjoy the deliciousness. This recipe can easily be converted to vegetarian by swapping out the turkey for a plant-based protein. Just make sure you cook it through before adding the marinara sauce. You can also add just about any of your favorite veggies to this meal to spruce it up. From leafy greens like spinach to savory flavors like mushrooms, these stuffed zucchini boats are filling, healthy, mouth-watering, and customizable, perfect for a weeknight meal or as part of your next special occasion dinner. Enjoy!